First off, hello, my name's Andy, this is the Uprise and Zen Microcast. First off, I'd like to apologize profusely and profoundly to those of you who tuned into the Lice Microcast and found it a kind of garbled mess. One of my listeners was very kind and informed me today that it was almost unlistenable, especially towards the latter half. So I'm going to re-record it today. If you've already heard this, sorry. If you haven't already heard this, this is a better quality recording of what other people heard before you. Anyway, I was talking about Aya from Imazu in a city called Nakazu, in a prefecture called Oita, in a place called Kyushu, I guess that's an island actually, in Japan, and she grew up in a tiny village, this place called Imazu, where everybody knows everybody, and where everybody knows your name, but they don't know if they're related to you. So it's a very complicated family tree involving a woman who'd had kids under five marriages and raised kids who weren't her own and married a guy with an identical twin. So she probably didn't even know half the time she was sleeping with her husband and raising her husband's kids or his twin brother's kids or someone else's kids entirely. So basically, Aya's got absolutely no idea who in this village she's related to. She has to assume she's related to everybody, which makes Obon particularly difficult because during the Obon season, Japanese people's ancestors return to the mortal plane and people go to the family grave to pray for their spirits and to send them back to the afterlife. They clean up their graves and generally spend time thinking about them, which I think is a very healthy ritual and something that we could really do with in the West. Not that people don't visit graves in the West, but a formalized occasion on which to regularly do this I think would be a very good idea. So yeah, Aya found herself in a graveyard full of graves she may or may not have been related to, and unable to tell because each is a family grave in which there's a slot or a drawer, and as members of that family pass away, their ashes are added to the family grave. So each one is like a sort of an ever-growing monument. Real estate is in short supply, so you can't have one each, but you can have a fairly impressive-looking edifice to your family, which is nice. So she's in a graveyard, surrounded by graves, and have no idea which one of them she should be pointing her prayers at. So she decides to pray at all of them in turn. And after getting through about 40 of them, she ends at the newest-looking one by the gate, and her granddad, who had been waiting for her, told her that she had just prayed at an empty grave that had been bought in advance by her very much alive and kicking great auntie, and it was very rude of her to have prayed at an empty grave, especially at the time of year when the dead are in town watching over every little thing you do. I'm guessing nobody wanks throughout the Obon week. So yeah, it's a very interesting little place to go, and possibly the last late capitalist community in the original sense of the word, in which people live communally and socialize normally, not with people who are paid to dress up as a policewoman or nurse or cat and enjoy their company or pretends to enjoy their company, but with friends who are family or family who are friends, because there is no difference between the two. They are one and the same. Your neighbor is your family, your brother and your sister, and your brother and sister is your neighbor. I think it's very nice, and I think we should all go to that town. We'll get a bit bored, so we should probably bring some pachinko and some hostess bars with us. We might get thirsty or peckish, so we could probably call Starbucks and McDonald's and try to get them to open a couple of branches there. Just, you know, I can't live without a steady supply of Java poured down my neck, but and maybe a couple of highways through it would be good as well. And maybe a multiplex, because I do like I saw an IMAX movie the other day in Osaka. And, oh, I better sign off, actually. Anyway, speak to you next time. Bye-bye.